Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Tina Rocha, a healthy lifestyle wellness expert who works with the company Careza to talk about how CBD and sex go hand in hand. Also answering your emails. Topics include, who knew how much plants and CBD could do for your sex drive? Stop the madness. Ways to lessen your anxiety and actually get you in the mood. Okay, you broke up. How long do you have to wait to be friends? And sexting fails. Signs you might not be in the right relationship. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. You can easily check out all their blogs and subscribe to the podcast. And on all social media, at Sex with Emily across the board. You can find me on SiriusXM Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Channel Stars 109 for more great sex talk. And you can get a free 3-month trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Go.
All right. My guest here is Tina Rocha. She's a bachelor degree in kinesiology, master's of exercise science, certified aromatherapist for over 25 years experience with essential oils, healthy lifestyle wellness expert, works with Careza as their CBD and botanicals expert. And I love this quote here we pulled, Tina. I've always embraced a mind-body-spirit approach to life that includes positive thinking, kindness, and intuitive guidance for healthy, more conscious living. And I can already tell, like, Tina's been in the office for 20 minutes, and I was like, we just got to turn on the mics because we're already getting into the conversation that I know everybody's going to benefit from, because I already am as well. So thank you for being here today, Tina.
Thank you.
So we met initially because you work with Careza, who we've worked with for a few months now, and they do make some amazing products to help people, to help us get more in the mood for sex, for men and for women. But before we get into that, let's just talk about a little bit about CBD and sex. It's really been an emerging topic right now. It's so popular. Every day I'm getting hit up by other people and brands. People want to talk about it. Some people say that CBD, it's all hype. And I know you're really into quality and ingredients of products, because sure, there's like anything. Some of the CBD might not be the same quality. What's your thoughts on CBD and healing properties and sex?
Well, CBD is from plants. I love plants. I love everything plant-based. It's a holistic approach for your well-being. You know, there's a lot of confusion with CBD. It's not psychoactive, so it's not the psychoactive part of the cannabis plant that's going to make you high. It is really more the medicinal part, the non-psychoactive part of the plant that is actually a holistic approach for your health, right, and should be included, I think, in everyone's health. In the case of Careza, the products are for sexual wellness, and, you know, everyone deserves a sensual and intimate, in the moment, divine, fulfilling sex life.
Yeah.
Sometimes, for some people, it might be a little challenging to get into the mood.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because I love what you were saying about just sex as we get older, like how you just, that it is mind, body, spirit. Can we just talk about that for
Absolutely.
A minute? Let's talk about mind, body, spirit, and sex. Like, because when people listen to the show, I give a lot of different tips in a lot of different areas, and it's just like anything, like, if you want to lose weight, you can't just work out. You have to change your diet, your sleep patterns, how much water you drink. And with sex is the same thing. I can give people techniques. I can give them positions. I tell people to breathe more during, but it's a whole, like, how is your diet though? So sex is the same way about mind, body, spirit. So just, yeah, I feel like you have just had some interesting thoughts on that, about what you realize.
Well, you know, sex is an intimate alignment and involvement of the body, mind, and spirit. So that's like a holistic connection. If you really stop to sit and think about those things and how they come together for you in your life, you would come up with some answers to that, or some desires that you want to integrate into those areas. And sex is a part of everyone's life. I mean, it's, you know, a vital part of life, being able to connect with your partner for pleasure is a huge part of your life. And sex can be a fulfilling relationship for your whole life, no matter how old you are. It's it's something that doesn't age, and it's something that's always there. Some things might change in your body functioning or whatever, and that's where we can look to an alternative like CBD to sort of help stimulate some of these less anxiety.
Right. So we're all so anxious, right? I mean, that's the thing. It gets you in the mood.
It just takes the edge off.
It works like right away too, what I've taken. Like I felt much less. I did both. I did it in the moment and then the daily spray, the women's health spray. And it's like, oh, I just feel calmer. Like it just does that.
It just does. It takes the edge off of things. It will, you know, every person is different. So every experience with CBD is different. It might be faster acting for someone. It might take a little few minutes longer. But it's definitely a good way to enhance your sexual energy.
Yeah, let's talk about that because you are an expert in energy as well. Energy work.
Yes.
How do you explain that?
Well,
exactly.
You know, energy medicine is really about, you know, restoring flow balance and harmony into the body or the system. So the way that works is, you know, everything we do every day is energy. We wake up, that's energy. How you wake up, what mood you're in, that's energy. How you talk to people, how you respond to people, no matter where you are, that's an energy flow that's in and out, you know. And energy is really important because the way you think helps your body to organize and control the growth and repair of every cell in your body. And that affects tissues and organs too. So if you make a choice in your life to think about your energy and how you're going to put that out there to another human being mm-hmm. that you come in contact with, you will start to shift how you feel, your well-being, your health, right. your wellness.
So what are some practices? So, okay, this is reminds. So I just left therapy. I had therapy this morning.
Oh.
And I was talking to her about this because she does like EMDR therapy. It's like mm-hmm. trauma therapy. It's a lot of different things. But we talk a lot about meditation. I've always been a meditator. We were mm-hmm. talking about different kinds of meditations, like mm-hmm. loving kindness. Do you do any meditations like love, sending love and kindness into the world? And
yes, absolutely.
And so we were talking about this because I was saying, you know, I actually ended therapy today. I've been in it for a while. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm done for now. I mean, I think it's a lifelong process, like
yes,
everything.
It is.
I was like, I think I've just gone through some stuff and I think I'm done. And I said, I'm so grateful for, because we looked at where I have far, I was going through a specific thing with my family and I've kind of moved through it in the last 4 months, 5 months. I've been seeing her and I was like, you know, I just, things are great. I said, I want to just pause. Like a lot of the things that I came into you for, I was stressed about my big business has been growing a lot. And I said, and now everything is just kind of sorted out. Like I have these amazing people. We just hired like Jamie's been with me for 3 years. Julie and Sam just came in. She said, well, you know, I said, I appreciate them. And I tell them, and she says, well, what about during your meditations? Even if you just think about them when you go to sleep, when you're doing your meditation in the morning and you're like sending, like bringing them into your circle of love when you're thinking mm-hmm. about them, like sending them Jamie and Julia and Sam, like what, you know, just that she goes, they will feel it. And I believe that, like the gratitude that I feel or the love that you feel for anyone in your life and just having those moments. So for me, it's through meditation that I ground myself. And to me, that is energy. And like, even mm-hmm. if I start, you know, just bringing the people into my life and sending them love. And then when you see them, there's an energy to that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how is that kind of what you're in a way?
Yes. Yes. That's a great way to, you know, start to have that energy. You know, when we look at energy and we look at life and we look at how we treat others, it's all about
That's
the connection. And people want to be seen and heard. So the best way to love people is to hear them, see them, and let them know you're grateful for them. And sometimes part of that is just by showing them. It's by what you do and what you say. So it's really important. It's not only important to meditate on these things or pray on these things.
But to be that person and move in the world like that.
The really important thing is to somehow get this into your being naturally so that, like, say, you know, there's people that wake up mad.
Right.
There's people that wake up happy. There's people that wake up worried. There's all kinds of energy to wake up with. And so you kind of have to make a choice. You know, how do I want to live my life? How do I want to wake up? What's important to me? Is kindness important? Like for me, I just, you know, that is like so important.
Right,
I'm always
going to
choose that
over
having an argument with someone or telling someone they're wrong.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's okay. Like in arguments, there's, you know, do you want to be right or do you want to get along?
Right.
You know, I mean, part of what we're having in the world is seeing a lot of people argue. right? We see mm-hmm. it on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is just not moving the world forward. The way we move the world forward is through love
yeah.
and kindness and connection. And sex is a big part of that.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right. If you're walking around like negative and angry and anxious, because what I've noticed on the show, and people call in, like, the anxiety is one of the biggest killers of our sex drive. We don't have desire. We're angry at our partners. We're anxious about work. And the last thing on our mind is sex and connection to our partner. So just to circle back, I love the whole ethos of going in and being that good, mm-hmm. making a choice to be a good person or be a kind person, to be giving in the world. But even if you feel that, sometimes you're just like, but sex takes work. And especially for women, our mind's not there and we're worried about stuff. So, but sex is about pleasure. This is what's so interesting to me is that we're told that sex is the most pleasurable thing on the planet. And that we all think about sex, we want sex, we're driven to make decisions by sex, but yet it is so complicated. Mm-hmm. It's very rarely stays that amazing for that long. Like maybe the first time we're with someone or the honeymoon phase, but after a while there's going to be problems and then we don't know how to talk about it. And so, you know, it gets to be a mess.
And the younger you are, I think the more inhibited you are about talking about what the problems are. Because I think there's a lot of embarrassment, you know, maybe still for people talking about sex. And that's one of the nice things about getting older is that you're not embarrassed.
Let's talk about it. You were saying how it's changed over time.
Yeah.
And so can we say your age? Do you care? Like, are you good or no? 50, 40s, 50s? I barely talk about my age, but
I'm good with it. I hope everybody... You know,
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I do. Okay, so I'll embrace it on my late 40s.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've never said that. No, right. Late 50s. But let's talk about then sexually, because you were saying you wish you, and I wish I knew what I knew. I wish I knew in my 20s what I knew now. I wish I knew in my 30s. I didn't start this until I was 35.
Wouldn't it have been great?
Amazing. Oh, my God. If someone told me that it wasn't all about the guy's pleasure and this is how I have an orgasm and sex could be fun and here's why there's nothing wrong with me and I'm not broken and all the things.
Yes.
And it was about my pleasure and that my partner's going to respond when I'm happy and I feel good. I didn't know any of it. Mm-hmm. But now we know. So how has it changed for you now sexually or just like?
I just think you're free.
Like it really doesn't matter. Right.
You're free. I mean, you don't, first of all, you know, you don't have to worry about pregnancy. So that's off the table.
Right.
So I think for younger people, you still have a little concern with that. Maybe even if you're on birth control, you know, you hear things happen.
Yeah.
I just think when you get older, you're like, I'm just like, this is it. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to enjoy my life and live it highest vibrational level.
Now, you said you have two young daughters. I mean, not young. They're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Do you tell them this stuff? Do you talk about it?
We talk every day about sex.
You do?
It's a huge topic in our household and in our family.
Okay, good.
You know, we're an Italian family.
Okay.
And we do talk a lot about sex because we're mostly women.
Right, okay.
You know, it's a big thing.
You teach them about being empowered in their body and
my daughters
stuff.
Are like very aware. And, you know, we've had very open, detailed conversations about sex, even little weird issues, like for the younger one, like, oh, I dated a guy and, you know, it was awful. And, you know, I mean, it was a boyfriend. Right. And I would be like, well, what happened? You know, why was it bad?
Right.
She would go into, well, you know, I just didn't feel this or
I didn't feel turned on.
And then I'll say, well, what do you do? And, you know, what do you like best? Have you experienced? And, you know,
right.
And she'll just like, she'll go, I can't believe I'm telling
you
this.
Yeah, but that's so good. See, this is how I want all moms to be, all parents. Who else are they going to talk to? Because that's when women start faking orgasms and start thinking.
And I talk to them about that.
Okay.
Because as you know, faking orgasms is a huge, huge thing that will never go away.
Ever.
It's always going to be in everyone's sexual playbook because women feel like that's what men want, you know? And I say, we've got to get those guys to step to the plate.
Yeah.
And let them know, hey, it's not happening. Here's what you can do.
Exactly.
Right? And, you know, if you have to bring a toy into the play, if you have to do coconut oil.
Right.
Which whatever I you love.
Need. Yeah.
And if, you know, whatever you have to do to get that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Be comfortable asking.
You have to be comfortable to ask for what you want. And I think for younger people, that is not easy.
No,
so
I know.
So the difference is you get older, you're on limited time, limited thing. You're like,
you're like, I'm here having sex and I'm going to make this worth my while.
If we're naked, it's happening.
But
if it's not, I'm out.
Exactly. You know? Like, I don't want to waste time. Even with everything, right. Like how I spend my time with friends or where I'm like, life is short. You realize like it's too short to have a bad dinner with someone or you just want your friends and your friends and you trust your sex to be your sex. You don't want to fuck around. And
oh my God,
time.
You don't even want to go to dinner.
No.
Unless it's going to be fun and great.
That's why I'm like, FaceTime them first if it's a date, like pre-going out. And you don't, then you can just figure out if you want to sit there with them.
Deepak Chopra says that who you eat with is so important for your health, meaning the energy you feel during that meal. So just think, if you go to dinner with, say, someone and you start getting a vibe like, ooh, they're mean, or ooh, they're not for me, or, you know, I don't like what they said, or, and you can't move beyond that, you're not going to digest your food properly.
Wow.
You're not going to, you know, it's going to set your,
that makes sense,
your anxiety levels. And he says, don't eat a meal with anyone you don't really like.
Wow. So maybe just go for drinks then. Just rule out the dinner. But no, I think that's true. I mean, I think it's all, that's the energy, right?
That's the energy.
Yeah. It's, oh God, don't have sex with people you don't really like.
Well, hopefully, you know, things happen.
It does happen. No. So tell me about Careza and how you guys came up with it.
Careza is owned by a Canadian company called Rise Life Sciences.
Okay.
And they have these products in the moment, Women's Daily and a Men's Daily product, which are CBD. And we do a lot of testing to make sure they're pure.
Talk to me about the ingredients, though. How did you choose these ingredients in it?
Well,
like, what is the purpose of all of them? Because it seems like they're so specific and they're not, you know,
it's true. They're very specific. And along with the CBD, we have some ingredients in there that are synergistically bioavailable to help the CBD, and that are, you know, herbs that stimulate, you know, kind of sexual energy.
Horny goat weed.
Yeah, horny goat weed. That is a good
one. That's a real thing.
Yes, it's a real thing.
Okay.
It's an herb. And, you know, like you've heard of maca.
Uh-huh,
well,
yeah.
You know, maca is really
sexually smoothies. Yes.
Stimulating.
That's why I did it.
So my younger daughter was doing a lot of maca
in
her smoothies. And I said, hey, did you know that's going to, like, make you horny?
What'd she say?
She was like, no.
It's true.
But it's so true.
That's why I love there was maca in here and all these ingredients. And
yeah, maca's powerful. So, and also the cordyceps is a fungus, and it directly boosts libido and stimulates hormone production and activates sexual desire. So these are all natural, you know, herbs and plant-based ingredients along with the CBD that can enhance your sexual wellness.
Yeah. And so let's talk about,
and we have a lot of great products.
What do you like? What have you tried?
Oh my gosh. Well,
like, just in general, we don't have to talk about what do you feel about, like, a response you've gotten from In the Moment?
We have gotten a really great positive response from it. And I think it's a wonderful product, you know, to enhance your sexual wellness experience. I think that it is a very stimulating product for sexual energy. And I think it works.
It does. I feel like it works too, because it kind of makes you feel more calm. Mm-hmm. And then here's the thing. It's also like, one of the problems with sex is that we're anxious about it because we're thinking about it. We're not in the mood. And then it's all of a sudden upon us, and men and women get aroused so differently. So just the act of saying, I'm buying myself this In the Moment spray,
it's plant-based, it's not like a pill, like you know what the ingredients are, and then you take it, and then you know, well, I have 30 minutes for it to work, 20 to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and then you're getting in your body, and you're it's all about having that routine around sex rather than just, I think the problem is that because women are expected to just get up and be ready to go and perform, mm-hmm. that just makes us anxious, right. but to have something that gets you in the moment, you do a few sprays, you kind of relax, maybe some foreplay, making out, maybe you're masturbating, whatever it is, it does get you started. It's mm-hmm. it's like a ritual.
Well, you know, the CBD contributes to less stress and anxiety. So for some people, the thought of having sex is a little anxiety producing.
Yeah.
You know, it depends where you are at in your relationship, if it's your first time or your 100th time.
Right.
You know, depending what's going on in your life and how you're feeling and where your stress levels are. You know, so it's a way to enhance the moment, take the edge off mm-hmm. of a little bit of anxiety. And
it doesn't, and it can enhance your performance rather than inhibit it. Like people might have right. a glass of wine.
Yes, or two. Or three,
a bottle.
And then you're like,
yeah, you're like, okay, and I'm not anxious anymore, but yeah. I'm also exhausted and I don't want to have sex.
Exactly.
So that's what I like about this, because you're like, mm-hmm. it's right by my bed, and then you take it and then you're like.
Yeah, you don't have to worry because it's not psychoactive. So, you know.
What about the psychoactive one? What about, what do you think about THC?
The psychoactive part is THC,
right.
which we
do, you ever
do,
do any
not
work with,
have
you don't do any of that.
Any of the products. You know, I mean, THC's out there, it's available, and, you know, certain things are really good about it, but it is psychoactive,
right.
meaning that, you know, it could take you to a place maybe that you
right.
don't want to be in.
Right, exactly.
You know, in a sexual moment, whereas the CBD is, I think, a lot more wellness enhancing.
Yeah. But we were saying earlier that, so all CBD though is not created equal.
That's true.
Okay. So tell me about how you guys go about sourcing the, or creating these products that you know that it is the quality CBD. I'm so new to this too. And I keep hearing about products, and I don't work with everybody. I just work with the things that I've tried and I like, and I liked your products, but I also know that there's a lot out there now.
It's
like the Wild West for...
It's the Wild West.
Yeah.
And
podcasts and weed right now are like all the rage.
People don't know what's in their product. I mean, I'm a plant expert, aromatherapist, herbologist. And so, you know, I love everything plant.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to really know your ingredients and what you're sourcing from. All our hemp is organic. And we source it from a farm in Washington County, Oregon, you know, and it's all hemp. It's not THC. And, you know, for cannabis to be considered hemp, it can't have more than 0.3% THC. So that's very low. And once you get an isolate, it's like 99% pure. So you're getting a more pure product, one that doesn't have bacteria or anything right. harmful in it, which to me is really important to
yeah,
know
absolutely.
What you're swallowing or taking.
Right. And so you said you're very specific about everything that you put in your body. I mean,
everything.
For all these years, you're an aromatherapy yeah. expert. Can you yeah. talk about essential oils and aromatherapy? Because you brought us some beautiful candles here. Yes. I love essential oils. Like, I have one of those things in my house where I put the oils in.
I
like,
love that.
I love that. We usually have it in the office too. So it's like, what? I don't even understand the science behind it. And people always want to know about it. Scent and pheromones. And like, how does that all relate to sex?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is your,
you know, smelling something good can make you feel sexy. That's why people wear perfume. But the problem with perfume and all that is that they're synthetic. So they're not alive, meaning that they're just synthetic chemicals made in a lab, in a test tube. So right. they have no energy. So essential oils are distilled or extracted from real plants, herbs, citrus fruits, flowers. And so they're capturing, they're alive. So it's the life force of the plant. So it's like getting something that's alive because the molecules aren't stopping. They're not dead. So you're getting this living, breathing, kind of molecule.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, and you're not spraying dead scent on you.
You're not spraying
dead scent. That does not sound sexy
at
all.
You're not inhaling anything dead. So you're getting this thing that's alive. And what happens is this is energy. And so this is going to affect you.
It's alive, right.
Like, say, lavender. Everyone knows, if I want to sleep or relax, I'm going to do lavender. So, and that's really true, but not all lavenders are created equal. So you have to, again, know where you're getting it, know your source. I buy from farm-grown plant-based products that I know these people, for years.
I love the lavender and I used to live in San Francisco, in Napa and Sonoma. Okay, so the one you just brought me, Lang Lang.
And Jasmine
and vanilla. Like, I love vanilla.
Well, that's like a sexual combination.
This is sexy.
That's why I wanted to give you that.
Oh my God, thank you.
So
And then, vanilla enhances inner peace. Because I always tell people during sex, like, this is one of my things. When we get all lost and we're anxious, I always say anchor on your senses. Like, if your mind's tripping, like, I'm not going to have an orgasm, or I'm not turned on, or I didn't do the laundry, or I'm worried about the kids. I say, well, think about your senses and engage them. So I always have this vanilla candle I light by the bed, because then I know that I will smell that candle. I can feel my hands or my partner's body. I can hear my breath. Maybe I'm tasting his lips, who knows, something. But if you take all the senses, you ground you in the moment. You can't be in your head. So there is a lot to be said for having like the right scents in your bedroom.
And then when those scents are essential oils,
yeah,
they are going to do things to your mind. So they're going to
stimulate your mind.
They're going to relax your mind. Lavender, there's a lot of research on it that it has the ability to induce a sleep-like state. So I'm making candles. Careza has a candle, that little one over there.
Okay.
So, and this is with the cinnamon, is very sexually stimulating. Mm,
this is good.
And the orange.
Orange, clove, and cinnamon relaxing. CBD coconut wax candle.
Yeah.
And so it has CBD in it. So how does it, so you just light it.
Yes.
But the CBD will come out into the atmosphere, and then how does that?
Well, you'll
can
just
we light it.
You'll feel relaxed.
I kind of don't. I want to take it home, but then I want to light it here.
You should take it home. You could light it here. Everybody will enjoy it.
Okay, good.
So cinnamon,
I love these little candles for travel too.
Yes, that's a little travel size for Careza. So the cinnamon is really good for overcoming fatigue. So if you're tired, it's going to stimulate a little bit. It's also good for sexual arousal. The orange is going to be relaxing and give you a sense of peace and joy. And, all those things along with the in the moment spray.
Yeah. These are all
create a great.
Well, this is what we're talking. Create the environment. Yeah, create the atmosphere. It's not just a one fix.
Yeah.
It's like, create a sexy space. Like, what about your bedroom? Do you put attention to like what you're...
Oh my God, I have candles everywhere.
Right.
I have, really beautiful pictures of plants because I love plants and nature.
Like, you got to create the environment.
It's like a boudoir.
Yeah, it is. That's good. That's what I'm creating right now.
Yeah.
I'm creating the sexiest bedroom.
Good. You need
and the
that.
Planet.
That's good.
Yes.
I hope so.
I put it out there.
How are you making it sexy?
Well, first I hired someone who's like, she's working with me, like doing like feng shui of my entire house. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there was like a dead tree in my attraction space. Like, we had to move. I didn't even notice there was a tree. Yeah. Like, I'm so busy that I'm trying to bring it into my space. Right? So I was like, oh my God. And then I'm talking to everyone about their sex and I've got one nightstand that's broken. I'm like, what? So I've gotten rid of everything that wasn't serving me. And I'm just starting from finding what textures speak to me and what colors in my room, and just a lot of like textures and scents and comfortable, like the best sheets. And
sheets are really important.
So important. Yeah.
How the sheets feel on your body is a big
thing. What sheets do you like?
Well, oh gosh. Unfortunately, all those sheets are so expensive that feel really good.
I know, but it's worth it because you use them every day.
You buy a couple sets and then you're done for a
while. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Don't have bad sheets on your bed. It's bad bad energy for yourself.
Bad sheets don't feel good.
No.
And then you have to get, you know, the higher cotton count, you know, the Egyptian.
Yeah,
the
you
higher
have to.
The count, they feel better.
It's important, you guys, so. You sleep on, you spend more time in bed than you do anywhere else. That's
you
why
do.
This is important. So why do you think people should try Careza? Like from your experience and what you know, like what do you think would be the best reason why? How do you think
I
it
think
helps?
Because it feels good.
That's the bottom
line. It turns
line.
You out. It does. It gets
No, but I just think, you know, it's another way to enhance your sexual wellness and feel good and have a good experience and, you know, not be over the top, you know,
yeah.
like as if you're drinking alcohol or if you're.
It just kind of evens you out.
You know, doing something
yeah.
else. I
okay.
mean, it's just a nice, you know, really soothing, calm way to get in the mood.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tina Rocha. I have to ask you 5 questions
Ooh.
That I ask all my guests. They're simple. They're quickie questions.
Okay.
They're just about you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, your biggest turn on.
Oh, God, everything.
Okay. Biggest. Really? Just name one. Everything.
Name one. Ooh. Well, is this like body parts or
anything.
Smart men?
Smart men. That's a good one. Smart men. That's my turn on.
Smart.
Okay, biggest turn off.
Mean people.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect date night.
Candlelight, nice music, naked, cuddling.
Yeah, cuddling. Yes. What is your biggest dating deal breaker? You go out with someone and this happens. What's your deal breaker?
Narrow-mindedness. Talking mean to someone, even like a server in a restaurant. I'm very sensitive
yeah.
to how people treat people.
Yeah. Okay, your number one sex tip.
Oh my gosh. Cuddle a lot and kiss a lot.
Yes. I feel you. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tina.
All right, guys, we are going to take a quick break and when we come back, we're going to get into your emails. All right, guys, we are back and I'm going to answer your emails because I love it. It's my favorite thing to do. God, I love answering them. All you got to do is go to sexwithemily.com, click the Ask Emily tab, fill out the short form, or email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. However you do it, include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Thanks, guys. Producer Jamie's going to read the emails.
All right. So this first one comes to us from Aaron, who's 31 in California. Dear Emily, I listened to your recent guest spot on the Shameless Sex podcast, and the thing that piqued my interest the most was when you were discussing becoming friends with an ex months after you broken up with them. Backstory. One of my best friends came out and visited me 2 months ago, and we became intimate. When we were together, she told me how she felt about me and that she had these feelings for a very long time. I, on the other hand, care about her very much, more than she knows, but I did not want to open myself up because we live in different states. I don't want to do long distance due to a failed one I had in the past, and we talked about being together when we're together. Unfortunately for me, she met a guy and became serious with him very quickly. I had to cancel my trip, and I've been dealing with the grief and fallout of a broken heart because of how I truly feel about her. My friend ended up blocking my number because of me, but has now blocked me on social media. I understand why she blocked my number, and I'm not mad at her for doing so. My question to you, how much time do I need to have passed before I try to reach out to hopefully reconcile the friendship? I want to acknowledge that what she did was the right course of action, that I'm sorry for my actions that forced her hand at doing so, but I don't want to lose one of my best friends like her in my life. Additionally, in that message, do you think I should tell her my feelings for her, even if she may still be together with this guy down the road, if and when I do? Thank you.
All right, Aaron, I really feel for you, and this is a tricky one. So here's what I gotta say. It sounds like you're still trying to figure out your feelings and sort it out with her. Here's the facts. What I'm hearing is you don't want a long-distance relationship, which I think makes sense. You're in your 30s. I don't know where she lives, but long-distance didn't work for you before. That was true. And so just know that you believe that, and that still is the case. And then you're asking me, how can you be friends again? But it sounds like you still don't, you're not ready to be friends because you still have these intense feelings for her. So I think you have to wait this one out for both of you. Because if you send her a message, a direct message on, you know, Instagram or something, a DM, and she's like, oh God, you know, just letting her know that you're still here and you still have these feelings, it's just very confusing. It's a lot of back and forth. So I would let her focus on this new love at hand and take some time, you know, and kind of like work on yourself and work on people that are, live near you, because it sounds like that's what you need right now. So yes, I did talk about being friends, but I am not friends with my exes until many, many months go by. It depends. Like, right, to be honest, my ex, it's been 3 months. He just called me just now coming to the station and he's like, I want to see you. I want to get lunch. And I was like, you know what? I'm not ready yet, to be honest, because I know that I still want to sleep with him. I also know he's not the right guy for me. So I need a few more months. I've had other boyfriends where I'm like, oh, you know what? We can be friends right away. So I think it's a case-by-case basis. But right now, the thing that is clear to me is that she left, you found someone else, and now you're pining for her even more. We often want what we can't have, and it's really real. We've all been there. We go out with someone, we're not that into them. And then we find out they're not into us, and then we want them more. There's a certain way our brain works, which isn't always healthy. So if your friendship's meant to be, or your love is meant to be, or which way it goes, give it some more time and then focus on dating and focus on your life and then see if you can reconcile a friendship down the road.
This next one comes to us from Scott, 33 in Ontario. Hi, Emily. Until very recently, my wife went for a full Brazilian wax very regularly. Recently, however, she's decided to let her pubic hair grow out with minimal trimming. I wouldn't say that it has impacted our sex life, it's still going down on her, etc., but I honestly do prefer, both aesthetically and for oral sex, a bare or neatly trimmed nether region. What is the best way to politely bring this up?
Scott, okay, so here's the thing about women and pubic hair and men's opinions about it. I mean, this is the thing. She gets to decide, you know, what she wants to do with it. And it sounds like she was just kind of like, you know what? I did the Brazilian, but she just let it grow out. Because I've been there too. I'm like, oh God, another appointment each month. Don't want to get my nails done. Don't want to get my hair done. Or, you know, there's just so many appointments women can have. So maybe she just decided she's going to let it go for a while. I'm glad to hear it hasn't impacted your sex life. But it is your wife. And I understand that you've gotten to a certain aesthetic. So I think you should feel safe talking to her. But you have to be really gentle about it. And know that, like, she might have strong opinions about why she hasn't shaved or why she's decided not to get the Brazilian anymore. But I think if you make sure that you're very complimentary of her when you're going down on her, like whatever it is, make sure you're always telling her how beautiful she is, how attracted you are to her. And then I think you could bring it up and say, you know, I feel like when I go down on you and there's no hair there, I could really turn you on more, or it feels really good on my tongue. Is that something you might be open to? Would you want to go grooming? You could offer this. You'd be like, I could get you a gift certificate, or you could say, let's take a shower and you guys could shave each other. You could groom each other. That's a really hot thing to do as well. So I would just feel it out. Like I said, maybe this is a few time conversation. Maybe when you're going down on her, you let her know, like, first make sure she knows how beautiful you think she is, and then you could just say another time, you know what? I know you haven't been shaving it down there. I feel a little bit of difference. Would you be open to that again? You know I love you. You know you think you're great. And then see what she says to that. So I think, again, we just have to all be really delicate and careful in these conversations. But as long as she knows that you love her and it just makes things easier and makes things more satisfying for both of you, she might be open to getting those hairs ripped out again. It's painful, I'm telling you, and it's another friggin' thing, but I understand your predicament. So just feel it out, take some time, and see how it goes in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone, for the emails. Such great emails today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I love you all. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Michelle, producer, Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.